The Chub Rock Show with Cy Man Baby, Carole Blackman, and Kiki. This is another one of the icons of R&B, this brother right here. And his journey is pretty serious. Not too many people have a journey like this, except for maybe a Michael Jackson or one of them guys, or a Stevie Wonder, or a Prince. This journey is real. He will never admit to you that I taught him how to dance. And I don't even want him to admit it. I don't even want him to admit it. It's my brother, Ralph Tresvant.
Hey, man, why you got to tell me you taught me how to dance, man? I was trying to keep that a secret.
That's right, man. We're growing now. We can tell everybody.
good to see you, man. How you been, Charles?
Man, I'm here trying to, you know, dodge the evil, brother. I hope you and the family are well.
So far, man, we've been blessed, man. I can't complain about it, man. You know, it's tough out here right now. We're just trying to stay strong, steer the course, stay on course so that we can see this thing through, man. But so far, everybody's been good. You know, I've lost one uncle to the COVID. That's my Uncle Rich, my father's oldest brother. But other than that, the family's been, we've been dodging this bullet, man. So
yeah, that's rough too, man, because my wife lost her brother to COVID. So it's a rough situation, man.
It really is, man. It's crazy. I can't believe this is really happening, man. It's really going down.
Now, you've been in the game a long time. Let's talk music for a second, and we'll go back to the revolution that's going on, that's being televised.
Absolutely.
All Mine. Dope record, brother.
Thank you.
Dope record. And it's not because we know each other, we're friends. I'm talking about dope record. It's the right record for right now and for you. It's a great record.
My man, I appreciate that, man. It took a while. That was actually a song that was supposed to be for Johnny Gill. JG was supposed to do that song. It was sent to him. Well, not supposed to do it, but it was sent to him, submitted to him for his album. And he said, man, this sounds like my brother. And he sent it to me. And I heard the song, and I immediately, you know, I felt it right out the gate. So I came to his house and cut it, man. 2 days later, I got it back, and he was on there. And I said, okay, this sounds like that Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill mixture that's been working out here, man. I think we got one.
Yeah.
So it was just good. You never know until you put it out, so I appreciate that, man.
No, you got one, brother. You got one. That's a nice one. And it's called All Mine featuring Johnny Gill. We're going to debut it here, and then we're going to get back and have some questions with my man Ralph Tresvant. You want me to ID the song, or you want to ID the song?
Man, do it. I like to hear you do it, man. I love that Chub Rock voice. You know I love that, man.
Yes, the crooner is back. First single, All Mine featuring Johnny Gill. I don't know the name of the album yet, but he will tell us when we come back right here on the Chub Rock Show with Cy Man Baby. All Mine. The Chub Rock Show with Cy Man Baby, Carole Blackman, and Kiki. All Mine. New single, Ralph Tresvant, featuring Johnny Gill. Now, you and Johnny are working a lot together, aren't you?
We're always in contact. We're always doing something together, you know, whether it's music, just talking about the family and getting together and doing, you know, me and Johnny's been tight through since we met on the Heartbreak album. When we got together and he joined the group and we just bonded like that. So we were always working on stuff. So when things come down the pipeline, he shares it with me, I share it with him. And yeah, we just did a song called Perfect where he did the lead and I was featured on his project. It did well. So when this one came together, it was kind of organic like that. It wasn't planned. Like, let's do another song and let's flip it. It just kind of worked out that way where he heard a song that sounded like something that I would sing, that his part just worked out. And so we said, well, let's keep that going while people are feeling that energy. And so far, it's holding true.
Let me tell you, you guys started 79, 78?
Before we actually hit the scene professionally, we were moving around the city of Boston around 79.
Yeah. And you're still a young guy. We're born the same year. I think you're 12 days before me. So you're a Taurus.
Yes, sir.
But let me tell you, man, there's so many groups out there that you have your own style. So people would say, I'm going to have a Donny Hathaway style. Yo, I'm going to sing this in a Barry White style. I'm going to sing this in a Prince style. And they say, yo, I'm going to sing this in a Ralph Tresvant style. You have your own style because people grew up with that style, right?
That's wild.
You have your own style because of many years, many records, many albums, big, big success, man, with you. And you always stayed a down-to-earth brother. Every time I would even see you at a show or whatever, I would see him and say, yo, man, he's the same way each time. He's just a down-to-earth brother. Come and say hello and how you doing, take a picture. And you've always done that, man.
That's love, man. Well, you know, I've been a big fan, man. You still something that was bigger than what was hot at the time. You know, you held to your own, what was true to your heart. So every time I saw you, I had to make sure you know I appreciate it. that. It's family, man, the way you grow up. You know, I grew up around the family. Don't play that. I come down there. They take out the garbage from the poop, and I got to go take out the garbage from my uncle, my aunt. You know, it was always bad for me. So that's how I roll. I still roll that same way, man. I go to see my family members. I'm helping them clean the house or do the dirty work or, you know, laundry, whatever it might be, man. I'm still that cat. So for me, that helped me be just true to who I am. I never got into the red carpets and hanging in Beverly Hills with superstars and stuff like that, man. I'm down in the hoods with my families, and they cook me home cooked meals when I go to different cities. And guess what? Part of my upbringing, really, it's really a part of how my family raised me, man. At the end of the day, I don't see the stardom. I just see the success, and how can I bless everybody else? Plus, you know, when you come out of the projects and you come out of them type of areas like that, you're the only one out of it. You still have so many people still dealing with it all the time. So, and I'm in touch with them on a constant basis. So I kind of still feel the plight that everybody's going through and feeling. And until we're all out of there, I'm not really out of there. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's what helped also.
More with the crooner, Ralph Tresvant. Remember the first single, All Mine, featuring Johnny Gill, and there's going to be more. And I'm going to talk to him about Revolution, man. He's from the streets, all right? Just like me. When we come back, the Chubb Rock Show with Cy Man Baby. The Chubb Rock Show with Cy Man Baby, Carole Blackman and Kiki, Ralph Tresvant. Make sure you get that single legally. All Mine. Okay, All Mine, legally. Downloaded legally. Okay, featuring Johnny Gill. Now, you're from the streets. You're from Roxbury, man. This is serious, serious town here in Boston. You see what's going on now. The killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the killing of Breonna Taylor, Sean Reed, George Floyd. I mean, it just keeps on going, Ralph. I mean, how do you feel about these killings in the past, what, 4 or 5 months, and the protesting that came after?
It's part of the war, man. It's part of the, you know, like you said, you come up, we've seen it a lot. The cameras have changed a lot so that the rest of the world can see it, but we lived it. I know some of that guy at my house raided. I fought with the cops as a little young 7, 6, 8 year old, you know, whatever it might have been, boy, when they come in try to mess with my dad or my uncle. And you know, it was one of those things that for me, I always felt that oppression and that vibe that the rest of the world, I guess, didn't really take it serious until these cameras started catching it. When I'm watching it now escalate, I feel like it's a part of the casualties of war, man. It's starting to get more and more into fighting the fight together. You're just watching everybody come together now. You're starting to see more people just see the injustice and take it serious. Like, it ain't something that we've just been hollering and screaming just for the sake of hollering and screaming, being crazy with, you know, trying to get shed light on it. But really, this is what's going on in our communities, and it's been going on for a long time. So when I see it now, I'm hoping that this is coming to that end. When you start seeing a little bit more people on the front line that get hit because of how tough the war really is.
Right.
So for me, when I'm watching it now, that's what I'm looking at. Like, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that battle get to an epic proportion, so you're going to see more people get harmed. But eventually, it smooths out where we have that the end result we're all looking for, that equality, that peace, that leveling off of our people being treated fairly, treated how we're supposed to be treated.
The great Ralph Tresvant. Now, how can people keep in touch with you? And you're doing radio right now. He's doing radio.
Yeah, man, I got the Inside the Ride joint. I'm trying to escalate that as well as I resurface and get out here back in the middle of everything. I'm going to bring that along with me as well, so that, you know, it's something that eventually I want to sit back and do a little bit more as I get older. You know, you want that retirement plan, man, because I don't know how long I'm going to be able to dance, man. I can't keep your moves up forever, chump.
I don't even like the word you use, resurface. I'm like, resurface, brother, you're an iconic songwriter, singer, dancer. You're talking, guys got the star on the Walk of Fame, correct?
Yes, we did.
I'm putting it out there. You didn't get Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, right?
No, not yet.
That has to happen, and it will happen. I tell you, within 2 years, New Edition, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That would be cool, man. That would kind of solidify another part of what we've been doing. That would be great.
That's right. There ain't no resurface for you, brother. You ain't never left. All Mine is the single featuring Johnny Gill. All right?
Yes.
I appreciate you, Ralph, man. Love you, man.
Anytime, man. You know what it is, man. You're one of my favorites, bro. And anytime you need me for whatever you need me for, you just holler at me. I'll be there. I appreciate that, Chuck.